When you were named in the squad, you obviously hadn't played for a while. How much of a vote of confidence was that from Mark to say that you'll be in my team no matter what?
Yeah, I mean, obviously it was really nice for me, you know, but obviously for me and him, you know, we both had no doubts that I wouldn't be fit. You know, I was always going to be fit and ready to go for the Euros. So, yeah, obviously for me it was, you know, a big relief. But yeah, like you say, it's nice just for him to show that he's got that confidence in me to know that I'm still going to be able to do the job if he picks me, even though I haven't played for a while.
And you proved your fitness obviously by finishing as top scorer in the spring series. That's a big boost.
Yeah, it really is. And you know, for me, the main thing was to just get on the pitch. You know, even if I was only stepping on the pitch for 10 minutes at a time, you know, that was the main aim. And luckily enough for me, you know, I was able to, like you say, finish top goal scorer and win the title as well. So yeah, happy about that.
Because for a forward as well, it's that sharpness. Just if you're when you're in the right frame of mind when you're scoring lots of goals, it must be great to be heading into a tournament knowing you are in that frame of mind.
Yeah, you know, I'm feeling confident. You know, I'm feeling really confident with it. You know, for me, obviously being able to come on, you know, and you know, only managed to get 2 starts, but you know, it's all that matters really. And the fact that I'm putting the ball in the back of the net, that's the most important thing.
I mean, also when it comes to a tournament, we know that a squad, you're not all going to play every minute. You proved in Canada when you came on, that's when you're able to do a job. So that's what it's about. It's about everybody being available, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone knows that, you know, especially coming from the World Cup, like you say, you know, people coming off the bench and making an impact, changing the game. So yeah, you know, we know as a squad now that, like you say, not everyone can start the game, but you know, everyone can finish it. So yeah, like, we just want to make sure that we've got a really good squad environment, so we do have that extra bit when we do go into the Euros.
Did you ever have any doubts, certainly before the squad was named, that did you wonder if you would get that chance having played, obviously having been out for so long?
Yeah, you know, obviously you always do have that doubt, but I think even when you're playing you have that doubt because you never know. You just never know what, you know, what Mark wants to do, what he wants to bring in, or, you know, the strategies he's going to use. So yeah, obviously for me it was difficult because obviously, like you say, I hadn't been playing, but you know, I always felt that Mark supported me in the way that I play and he was happy with what I've been doing before I got injured. So yeah, I think that was quite important for me to really think about, you know, the fact that I had been scoring goals before I got injured. So yeah, it was a big relief, but one that I was obviously really happy about.
Had you been speaking to him a lot sort of in that period before the squad, sort of keeping him up to date?
Yeah, so you know, I was in constant contact with, you know, the medical staff of Mark. You know, we had a few meetings, just talking about how I've been getting on and stuff like that. So yeah, I was always in constant contact. You know, Chelsea were always sending England information that they needed. So yeah, I think from both ends it was handled really well. And I think it was nice to hear the reassurance, you know, from the medical staff that you will be fit for the Euros, just keep pushing and you'll be there.
And it's your second tournament now, second big tournament. Having had that experience in Canada, are you sort of a little more aware of what it's all going to be like once? Yeah.
Yeah, I think I went into the World Cup, you know, with really high expectations, and I didn't quite know what to expect. But, you know, I had a really good time. So, yeah, I'm expecting more of the same this year. I'm expecting, hopefully, more joy and more success. And I think now we've all had that taste, you know, of winning a bronze medal. We all want to just go and do more now. You know, we want to go and win the gold, because we've had the taste of getting a medal. Now we want to make it a gold one.
And the squad's pretty similar. Does that help with the team? Are you going to be together a long time? You pretty much all know each other pretty well already.
Yeah, and I think that's important. You know, you've got to have a core group, because, like you say, like in the World Cup, you know, we really based a lot of our success on how close we were as a team and how much we were willing to play for each other and, you know, put our bodies on the line for each other, you know. So I think obviously freshening it up and bringing in new faces is important as well, you know, keeping the team fresh. But yeah, it's nice that we've all stuck together and we can all carry on what we started in the World Cup.
Well, that's important, because when you've got you're together for a long time as a group, I mean, there is a potential for it to go in a negative direction towards the positive direction.
Yeah, of course, and I think that's a given on whatever level you're at. You know, it's not a sporting environment, it's if you're in the work office all day with someone. So yeah, but I mean, obviously for us, we all get on really well. We all want each other to do well, and ultimately we want England to do well. So, you know, we put everything aside, we put all our differences, you know, club, it doesn't matter when you come here, you know. Obviously, Chelsea winning the spring series, you know, it doesn't matter when you're in England, you know, you're playing for your country now, like, you put everything else aside, and, you know, someone who plays for Birmingham is now my teammate, you know, I don't think about that, they're my England teammates, and you try and just put everything else to the back of your mind.
is Mark and the coaching team, are they very good at that, at keeping things interesting and happy when, you know, it's a long period, a lot of pressure?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, a lot of the time is spent on the training pitch, but, you know, we do get a lot of time to, you know, chill by ourselves if you want to, or go and do a team activity, or, you know, if you want to go and do some shopping, you can go and do some shopping. So, yeah, I mean, they do give us a lot of free time, a lot of downtime, just, you know, to unwind, de-stress from the training pitch and really focus on your own, so that's good.
And when eventually you start, it's the biggest game to imagine to start with Scotland. I mean, that's a great thing, knowing them, so it'll be on Channel 4, it'll be live in prime time. I mean,
yeah, no, it is really exciting, and I think obviously the game against Scotland is going to be massive, you know, not just because of the rivalry, but because it's the first game of our Euros, so we need to make sure that we get off to a winning start, and show other teams that we're going to lay down a marker, and we'll be like, okay, we're here now, we're here to come and really shake things up and hopefully get the win. So yeah, I'm really excited for that game.
And it's obviously about, you're playing against a bunch of players who you play against week in, week out anyway.
Yeah, that's another exciting thing. You know, one of the girls at Chelsea is hopefully going to be in the squad for the Scotland team. So, yeah, that'll be interesting. And, you know, it's funny when you come up against players that you play in, week out, because you know each other. And, you know, you, as soon as you step on the pitch, you know, that's out the bag. You know, you're focused on winning the game. And then afterwards, you can be friends again.
Have there been a lot of talk with Erin, sort of a bit of banter going on?
Not much, no, not too much. I think we've just tried to keep it a little bit civil. I think closer to the time, you know, we'll probably give each other a bit of banter here and there, and then we'll go on the pitch and probably hate each other for 90 minutes, and then we'll come off it and we'll be good friends again. So yeah, I think everyone's excited to get on the pitch and play against Scotland.
Because she's been a great asset to you at Chelsea, hasn't she?
Yeah, no, she's a quality player, and, you know, she's still only so young. She's got an amazing future ahead of her. And the thing with Erin is she gets down and she works hard. You know, she come into this environment not being full time, and then coming to an environment where you're training with, you know, G So Young, you're training with Ramona Backman, you're training with Crystal Dunn, you know. So I think she's really stepped up to the plate and really, like, pushed herself on and really worked hard and knuckled down, and, you know, she deserves what she's achieved at Chelsea so far.
Is that a help as well to the England girls at Chelsea, that you have that great training environment there, about to get your own sort of stadium as well, plus they've brought in some of the quality players, as you mentioned, like Ramona and G?
Yeah, no, definitely. And I think for us, you know, it just shows what direction the club's going in. You know, you, like you say, you're bringing in the likes of Ramona Backman, you're bringing in the likes of Maren Mielder, you're bringing in the likes of Crystal Dunn. You know, it's a real stamp of authority. Being like, okay, we're here now, and we're pushing in every way we can to make sure that we keep winning in this country. And like you say, like, the training environment at Chelsea has been second to none this year. You know, the quality in training is sometimes, you know, been harder than some of the games that we've played in, because of the standard and because of the fitness levels that we've been pushed to. But yeah, I think coming into this environment now, when you're playing with them world-class players week in, week out, you know, it does make it a lot easier to come in and, you know, find your feet and really push on in an international standard.
Well, that's it. I mean, you don't have to be afraid of the big players when it comes to World Cup or the Euro, because you're playing with Carly Lloyd or whoever in the Super League anyway.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's one thing that we all really enjoy about the WSL, you know, that we are attracting these big names, we are attracting these big stars to come over and play. And like you say, now when you go up against them in international, you're like, well, I played against her last week, so I'm feeling confident. So yeah, no, it's definitely a step in the right direction for the WSL, and I think it's a step in the direction for the England team as well.
And unlike Canada, it's pretty close, Holland, for the fans, maybe for your family as well. That, you're expecting a big, big support out there, especially that first game.
Yeah, I hope so. And I hope everyone really gets behind us. You know, we had an amazing experience in the World Cup. You know, how many people watched back home, you know, people flying out to come and watch the game. So, yeah, I'm just expecting more and more of the same. So, yeah, I'm excited to see how many people come out.
How much in touch are you with what's going on back home? Because obviously you're in the bubble of the team, but with social media and so on, I guess you do become aware.
Yeah, you do to a certain extent, but I think a lot of us didn't realise how much of a buzz was actually around the World Cup, you know, how many people were sitting and watching it. But yeah, I think we could all see sort of from social media, but we couldn't quite get the feel of it until we got home, you know, and then obviously we're back at club, and then, like, you know, attendance has rocketed, and then that's when I think everyone realised, okay, this was a big deal, and everyone was really supportive of us.